We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Let's set this party off right.
This is the Annie Fry Show. Follow Annie on Twitter at Annie Fry Show.
Look at you hitting the post again, Brad. You are doing so good at hitting those liners at the just the right moment.
That's
DJ Brad.
I did that on purpose this time.
That's a lie.
Twice in a row. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. You guys were talking pizza without me? Come on, guys. I thought we were friends.
We were talking about local pizza places.
We are friends.
Why would you cut me out of the pizza conversation?
Because I'd have to hold the talk back button all the way to you and then relay everything that everybody said to you.
So Hannah asked the question that for some reason spurred this whole discussion. When was the last time you had Pizza Hut? Because it's Pizza Hut. It's an American institution. But none of us really remember when was the last time you had Pizza Hut, because you said it's been years.
Yeah, like, I honestly can't remember the last time I had Pizza Hut, because I don't really know anybody that's like, oh, man, I'm really craving Pizza Hut. They always say Domino's
like
or Papa John's or another chain.
Yeah, when I was living in Indiana, there was a very popular chain of Pizza Huts under one specific owner, and they were treated like higher-end restaurants, and it was a fantastic experience. But they're not like that everywhere you go. It's, you know, sometimes you find certain franchises up their game if the owner wants to up the game. I have not noticed that in this region, at least generally from what I've seen. But when I was a kid, it was the greatest thing in the world getting a Book It personal pan pizza certificate, and then your parents would take you to Pizza Hut, you'd play Galaga, and you'd wait for a pizza that only you were going to eat. That was the greatest thing in the world.
Oh, they had games?
Well, they had just one or two right there where you walk in the door, and that's all you needed. I mean, those couple games, because you had maybe 15 minutes while you're waiting for it to cook, and then you sit down, you eat breadsticks, and you go back to the game.
I thought the buffet was awesome.
Well, that's true, but that's a different memory. That's lunchtime.
The Pizza Hut buffet?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they really should bring that back. And I thought about this. I thought there's nothing stopping me from rewarding my children to, you know, when they read a book, just giving them a certificate for a pizza and taking them out. They could have that same experience.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be
Pizza
Hut.
No, it's not the same. The institution has to support it.
Mm-hmm. I know.
David,
man,
from YouTube said, 4 years ago, I had Pizza Hut.
He had to look at his calendar.
Good memory, man.
No kidding. I started telling the story because I've never told you. I've told Annie, I have this great story from when I went at the beginning of the summer to South Dakota, and it involves Pizza Hut. And so if really quick here, I'm going to try to share this story, and bear with me, because what happened, it leads to Pizza Hut, okay? So it doesn't start with Pizza Hut.
Oh, boy.
We were in deep Black Hills of South Dakota, and we're in the middle of, and I wouldn't say nowhere, but I don't know where we are. And we had a place reserved. Well, we get there, and it's a bunch of cabins up kind of in the hills, and it, beautiful place, really old mm-hmm. place, but very beautiful. So we go to check into our cabin, and we realize that at the moment we're there, it's about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Nobody else is there. Well, that may just be because it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
Most people are out at that point doing something if they're on vacation. But it was a little weird that not a single other car was there. So we check in. The lady gives us our keys. We go to the cabin. We open it up. It smells so bad of mold in this cabin.
Oh, no.
That even, I don't have a great sense of smell, but I could, it was bad. Just like we're talking about today. For some reason, in the studio, it smells like bleach, and we're all complaining about it.
Yeah, it does.
Brings you back.
So this was so palatable that I could almost taste it when you walk in. And so I said, okay, if I can smell it, then I know it's bad. So we go back in, and the lady who's checking you in is also the maintenance person, who's also the what she's everything at this whole place. So I go back into the main area and tell her, hey, look, we were not the kind of people who complain about this stuff, but it smells so bad of mold in there. There's no way we could sleep in that room. And she's like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? Because, you know, she takes care of this whole place. So she walks in, she's like, oh, I don't know. I don't really smell it. I'm like, well, too bad, because we all smell it. And she's like, well, let me try to put you in a different room. Open another one. It's the exact same.
Oh, no.
So we're starting to wonder now, oh, maybe nobody stays here because it has a terrible reputation. Although online, there was nothing that said that. You know, there's all these advice blogs and stuff. Nobody had said anything about it. So we tried. We took a couple minutes. We're like, maybe it's just us. Tried to get in this other cabin. No, it wasn't just us. It was terrible. So we're at this point going, we got to find another place to stay and get a refund because she had already charged our credit card. So I go back into the main area, and she's obviously on the defensive. This is her baby that I'm about to accuse her of every room smelling terrible. So I had to be not mean, but at least stern and be like, look, this isn't just me. This isn't my wife. This isn't my kids. All of us are noticing that the smell is just unbearable. So she says, all right, well, if your wife's going to say that, then that's fine. And I said, well, it's not my wife. It's all of us. And she again said something about, well, your wife might just be too picky. And I said, listen, lady.
Hey.
Look me right in the eye. Look me in the eye here. It is not my wife. I am telling you to your face right now that your cabins smell freaking terrible. And we got into it. And then here's the kicker. Here's why I'm telling you the story. I step back out. She says, fine, I'll give you your refund. So she gives me the refund on the credit card. Takes a minute. I step back out. I say, I'm not mad at you, but don't accuse my wife of things that all of us are saying are the same thing. We're not lying to you. So I step back out. I'm like, all right, I'm heated up. Let's go. Like, I don't know what we're going to do, but we got to go.
Fired up Wiggins.
Well, they've been sitting in the car for so long. I go to turn on my car.
Oh, no.
It won't start. So then I'm like,
we're out of here. No, we're not.
What are we going to do? We're in the middle of nowhere. There's only one person here who can help us.
Oh, no.
I got to walk back into that room and say, excuse me, ma'am. You couldn't maybe give us a jump, could you?
Oh, no.
And she will not talk to me, but apparently her daughter is there, and she's like, I'll give you a jump. Thank God the daughter was there, because I don't think that woman would have done a thing for me after that.
Probably not.
Wow. So she did. We got the jump. We got going. Then, because we were in the middle of nowhere, we decided, let's just drive home. We're one day short of vacation, but we're almost done anyway. So we stop in rural Nebraska. First time I've had Pizza Hut in probably 2 or 3 years was in this in the middle of nowhere.
That's where the story's going?
Nebraska. There's the Pizza Hut tie-in, and I'm done.
Take
it away,
all?
Brad, Hannah, and Ryan.
That was a 10-minute story that ended in Pizza Hut.
I'm really glad you got your Pizza Hut in.
Right?
Wow.
Ryan, is this your first time hearing a Wiggins story like that?
This has to be what it's like when you're in the presence of Norm MacDonald trying to tell a joke. But it was exactly like that.
I thought you were going to say it wasn't a mold smell in the cabin. It was an old box of Pizza Hut or something. But there was just...
It was just that we ate Pizza Hut.
Oh, no. Good to know.
Yeah, nice. Pizza Hut was a very minor part of the story. But
was it delicious?
There.
Did you consider staying there?
I mean, hey, walking into that hotel room in rural Nebraska, it was phenomenal. They cared about you, and it didn't smell like anything. It smelled like clean. And then pizza.
Yeah,
eventually.
That Pizza Hut would be great. Did you see McDonald's is considering bringing back the buckets?
Yes.
The Halloween buckets?
Yes. So
McGoblin, McGhost, McPumpkin.
Yes. The best ever. We can get that going. Just try to bring back as many great memories of your childhood. You know how they say when you're an adult, you have money, you can buy whatever candy you want, but for some reason you don't go around buying candy all the time? I kind of wait
that?
For the opportunity.
Yeah.
not for Ryan
you,
Wiggins.
Ryan Wiggins, so you get all the time. But I wait for that opportunity. So if some reason McDonald's does bring back the boo buckets or whatever they're called, you better believe I'm stopping at McDonald's and picking up as many as they'll allow me to do through the drive-thru.
You're going
to
get them all?
I want them all.
You just need one.
I know they have a limit at 4, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, but how many different kinds are there?
Doesn't matter. You need backups in case they don't ever bring them back.
You could sell them.
So many great memories. And same thing with the Pizza Hut. When Book It came around, you read a book, you got the Pizza Hut, and you went and redeemed it. It was a fantastic memory. Kind of like the book fair. When they rolled in those big metal bulletproof containers of books. Oh, yeah. They lay it all out. You go through. And if you're a girl, you look for Babysitter's Club or whatever that stuff was that was popular when I was younger. If you're a guy, there's only one thing you do. You go get the Lamborghini poster.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. The Lamborghini Countach, the white one.
Yes. Diablo or whatever. Doesn't matter. If it was a Lamborghini, you buy the poster, and that's what you spent your money on that your parents gave you. Probably
yes.
I remember those things specifically from throwing the dart at the balloon to try to win the stuff, yeah. You know? But I remember thinking, oh, I am now 13 or 14 or whatever it was. I am supposed to want a poster of a car or of Pamela Anderson. One of the two.
Or Pamela Anderson on a car.
On a car. Either way. Yeah, Farrah Fawcett. Yeah, little bit before me there, right? I'm not that old. I'll take that Farrah Fawcett poster. What is she, about 55, 60? That'd be great in my life.
So, it's really old. Yeah.
So I brought a couple of those home a couple of times, and my parents were like, are you sure you want to put these up? I mean, these aren't really you. And I'm like, yeah, I know, but, you know.
It's
like,
supposed to be this way.
I'm supposed to do this, right? Like, that's what you're supposed to do. So I think they were as weirded out as I was just as weirded out.
There was nothing worse. Did you ever not know it was the book fair and show up and everybody else had their money and you didn't? And you're like, this is the worst day ever.
Yes. Oh. I perpetually didn't pay attention in school. And my mom, I'd be like, Mom, you didn't give me any money. She's like, you didn't tell me. I'm like, yeah, you're mm-hmm. right.
Yep, same.
There's a great line on The Simpsons where they're going into like a book fair as a family. And Homer says, basically, they're going into a library and they're buying used books. And he says, if I didn't want them for free, why would I pay for them? I think that's the way I felt when it came to buying books.
Did anybody ever actually buy books at the book fair? Or did you just buy the funny erasers and the posters?
Oh,
and
man. When I was little, I don't know about pencils. When I got older, but when I was little, I would go to those. And it was the only time you ever really got to shop without your parents. So it was when I was like, I'm bringing home something for my dad for Christmas, and he is going to think this is unbelievable. And it would be, you know, a mug that said "Dad,"
yeah.
or a bookmark said "Mom is neat," you know. Yeah. And yeah. I would bring it home like, you're not going to believe what I found. It was made especially for you, and I found it, I paid for it.
We used to have a thing at my school called Santa's Workshop, and it was exactly what you were describing there. And I would get something for my mom, something for my dad, and then I would buy like a Hot Wheel car or something. I'd be like, can you wrap this and say, from Brad to Brad?
And then sit there on Christmas morning waiting for them to open it like, they're not going to believe how cool this
is. They don't know what's
is.
Coming. This is so
gonna be
cool.
Amazing. You know what's funny?
Plastic spider ring.
Ryan, have you had your kid do that to you? Because I, for the first time 2 weeks ago, my kid did that to me. But I was with him. He goes, Dad, you can't watch what I'm buying. I'm like, okay. So we get in the car, and he gives me a mug that just says, Dad. Like, he's the king of the world. Like, you're not going to believe that I just did this for you. And right, I actually did feel, like, accomplished. Like you really did do something
for
me.
Did you feel like the king of the world?
Yeah. It was amazing. So I guess it was all justified in the end.
Yeah, I feel like if my kid did something like that, I would look at my kid, and I'm sure he would have the wide eyes, feel so proud, and I would say, we're probably moving, so I'll probably have to throw this away, but it's a nice gesture.
Thanks, son. This one's probably going to end up in the garbage.
Yeah, thanks, but we're not moving this out of the house. So sorry. No, I don't know if I could do that to him, but no, the kids are so spoiled. They get whatever they want anyway, and it's delivered through Amazon, so I guess they could wrap a box before they open it up and hand it over and try to keep that mystery going. These kids are spoiled, man. They get anything. They don't have to wait for the one time of the year the school offers it. They get whatever they want when they want today.
I can't believe that when we were kids, you'd order something online or at a magazine or whatever. 6 to 8 weeks, it'll be at your door.
I know.
What? Sick. Can you imagine ordering something now and having to wait six to eight weeks to get it?
But do you remember the anticipation,
too? It was
amazing. There, you're like, oh.
It was great. I miss that. Now it's so convenient that you'll never be like, now every day, okay, Amazon package outside. Woo. You used to feel so excited to be like, oh, I got 16 days until this whatever comes in, and it was fun to wait.
Nope. Like, if sometimes you'll order an item and it'll be like more than 2 days, and I'll say, well, I guess I'm going to keep searching and try to find one that can get it quicker because I don't want to wait 3 or 4 days.
I have
for
to
this
wait
thing.
48 hours. What is this? That's
you know, I ordered something on Amazon. I was doing some work outside and I bought was basically something you'd use to trim trees. It's a chainsaw blade, and there's two ropes you attach to each side. So basically, it's a two-man job, and you kind of manually try to trim tree branches that way. I ordered it at, let's say, 4 o'clock. It was at my door at 7 o'clock. It was
what?
Like a three-hour delivery. Craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. And they didn't charge extra for it. They just had it, and they sent it to me and brought it that night. It was unbelievable.
From Amazon?
I want to expect that all the time now. Yeah, it was an Amazon
purchase. Keep in mind, he lives in the Amazon warehouse. So that happens a lot.
All the time, yeah. In fact, if you look real closely, I've seen YouTubers do this. There's people that set up forts in between aisles to see how long it takes for someone to notice they've set up a fort in between two different aisles. I am going to assume there's no less than 10 people living in an Amazon warehouse at any given time.
I would love for you to go test that. Let us know when you go in.
Wouldn't that be a great game show? We're going to hide you in a warehouse and see how long you can live there before someone notices. I would watch that.
It'd be like those Discovery Channel shows where the people go out in the wilderness to survive, and whoever makes it the longest, this is like whoever can stay in this Amazon warehouse without getting discovered the longest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man,
some of them
are
naked.
Why does aisle 20 smell so bad? Yeah. What is that?
We're going to drop you off naked inside an Amazon warehouse. How long can you survive?
There's clothes there, so you'll be fine.
This is not what I had in mind when you said I'd be going to the Amazon.
Yeah. Thanks to Twitter user, Manny Fry Show is amazing. So thank you for that. This has been fun. We have one more segment left. I'm Ryan Recker filling in on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.